Today's daf is Masechet Shabbos, daf Chav Vav. Most of Amud Beis is taken up with the Gemara attempting to uncover and define the source and laws associated with garments, specifically the minimum size piece of garment material needs to be in order to be considered a beged, a garment, an halachic level from the Torah. And this impacts its ability to contract tumah. So the Gemara establishes, based on the pasuk in Vayikra Yud Gimel, which is the parsha of leprosy and garments, beged semeru pishtim, a garment of wool and linen, according to Torah law, is defined as a garment that could become tame, but if it's made of other materials, it does not become tame. This halacha has an important carryover in Hilchos Nida. Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya, Simen Kuf Tzadik, Siv Yud, quotes about the Gzeira of Ksamim, which states that a stain found on a material that is not Mekabel Tumah is Tahor. This is based on explicit Gemara and Maseches Nida, Daf Nun Testament Beis, also relevant to our Daf because over there, in the list of materials that are not Mekabel Tumah, for example, in the Gemara and Daf Samach Amud Beis over there, Nida, a piece of cloth that is less than 3 by 3 fingers breadth is also considered tahor. So one of the applications of this whole discussion is the status of paper. The Mishnah in Kalim, Perek Beis Halacha Hei, Mishnah Hei, states that if one has a lid made out of paper, it's tahor. However, if it's turned into a receptacle, it will be tameh. The Sidrei Tahara, one of the Achronim, in Yoredeya Simen Kuf Tzadik Siv Yud, writes, based on this, that we see a piece of paper is not Mekabel Tumah. The famous tshuva that's quoted in this area of halacha is the one of the Noda B'Yehuda. Shelos HaTshuvos in Yoredeya, Simen Kufhei, quotes the Rambam that anything woven is called a garment, but if it's levadim, which means that it's pressed materials together, they are begadim for everything. Therefore, paper is Mekabel Tumah. So many poskim held like the Noda B'Yehuda, but there was a tshuva of the Shiva Tzion, Tshuva number 39, who was the son of the Nodi Behuda, and he said, the other way of producing paper is to take a leaf and smooth it out, and this would not be Mekabel Tumah. Therefore, he explained that his father understood the Mishnah in Kalim. That's exactly what's going on. The Mishnah in Kalim is talking about a leaf that was smoothed out, and that's why it's not Mekabel Tumah. But paper, in his definition, is pressed together materials. So even if the Nodi Behuda was right in his calculation, the paper that we have, Bizman Azeh, may not be problematic for a different reason. Tosefta and Kalim, Bava Mitzia of Tosefta Kalim, that's Perek Zayin, Halacha Gimel, says if one made a nut into a receptacle, if that nut was made to last, then it will be Mekabel Tumah. But if it's not something that will last, it will not be Mekabel Tumah. So the Rambam, for example, Paskins and Hilchos Kalim, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, he discussed making a receptacle out of an esrog. He says it's not going to last, it will be tahor. He says again in Perek Hei Halacha Zayin, Hilchos Kalim, the Rambam says that a horn that is being thrown out after use is not Mekabel Tumah. So based on this, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Igos Moshe, Yoredeya Chelek Gimel Simen Nun Gimel, says, granted the Nodi Behuda is right, but our paper is thin and disposable, so therefore it's not Mekabel Tumah. The Chasam Sofer in Tshuva number 81 writes that Levadim is defined as being able to discern the materials after the pressing takes place. But by paper, it's panim chadashos ba'alokan, it's something completely new, so it's not Mekabel Tumah. Another point made by the Mabushe Tara is that maybe paper altogether is not used as a beged, which makes it tahor. These are some of the arguments in favor of viewing paper, which would impact things like toilet paper, pads, tissues, etc. And that would be one side of it. Rav Nachum Eisenstein is one of the main students of Rav Yashiv, quoted in his name, the pads or tissues would be treated as Mekabel Tumah. So there are clearly varying opinions, and it's critical to be educated in these areas of halacha to make informed decisions with the guidance of experts in these areas of Hilchos Nida.